And we're on.
Are we on?
We're on.
We are on. Okay. I like that, Chris.
Do you like
I
that?
I like what you just said. Okay, Walt's going to mess this up, so I'll just tell him.
We're on.
We're on and we're on. Hey, one. Welcome to Commonwealth. Well, stop talking.
So, sorry. I thought you were done.
Well, I just haven't even started.
Well, it was a good idea to do it the way we did, because that's where, you know, the you intro. Know
let's go back to the other.
No, forget it. Forget it. You know,
hey, listen. Welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that doesn't know how to start. No, the podcast that doesn't know how to start. But when we do start, we talk about all things comics and comic culture.
Usually.
Usually.
I'm sure there's a joke about finishing in there, too, but, you know.
We'll let everybody else draw their own.
Draw their conclusions to how good you are at finishing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm Walt.
I'm Chris.
And we're your guides here for the next little while, talking the talk about what this week, Chris?
Well, you know, I just thought I'd, I'm going to start off, we're going to start the show with, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and we'll just take it from there.
Okay.
It's a bit of a stump the chump kind of thing, so I'm going to try to grill you on your knowledge of comics, just to see how good you are, and then, you know, we'll see how the show goes after that.
Just keep your hand near the stop button.
You might want to, you know.
Do you know how to edit?
I don't, but that's okay. Fine. You know, that's fine. I'm sure you'll be fine.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's give this thing a go. Hold on. Let me have a sip of this fine Steam Whistle Canada's Premium Pilsner Bia.
Bia. I thought we'd try Steam Whistle this time.
It's beautiful.
It's very good. Yeah. It's been
now,
nice.
Steam Whistle, are those the boys from Toronto?
They are.
Downtown, right by the Skydome.
They're right in that old, it's like a, I don't know, it's not a roundabout, roundhouse station?
Yeah,
round
where
station?
The old trains used to.
They used to turn around. Yeah.
So that's, if you're ever a tourist in Toronto, right between the Skydome and Air Canada. No, it's Scotia Center now. Where the Leafs play.
Yeah.
Where the Blue Jays play and the Leafs and the Raptors play.
I don't know.
Scotia Center now?
Yeah.
Then there's that Ripley's Aquarium.
Yeah, that's right in that area. And of course, the CN Tower.
And the CN Tower right under it.
Yeah.
And the Metro Toronto Convention Center where Fan Expo happens.
It usually happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this fine brewery is right there.
And you can go and get tours there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. You walk in, but
you might stumble out.
You might stumble out.
Great Pilsner, by the way.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Let me have a little swiff here.
Little swiff?
And then you can
all right.
Ask me any questions.
Okay. So, a bunch of different questions I got here. The idea was initially
Chris,
just
don't
to
pull any
to,
punches.
To
you
stump,
just ask away.
Stump the chump.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to start off with the one that I have on the bottom here.
I'm starting at the bottom.
I don't know. I want to.
Okay.
Which villain made the most appearances in the Batman TV show? The one with, like, you know, Adam West.
Oh, the one from the 60s.
One
really
from the
60s.
One,
the campy one.
Not the cartoon or anything like that. But it was of its time, let's just say.
Right.
Which villain made the most appearances?
Which villain made the most appearances?
And I'll give you an extra.
Don't give me a hint.
Gold star if you guess the name of the actor as well.
I'm gonna say I'm just gonna go out there and say Burgess Meredith's Penguin.
No, incorrect. He was number two.
See, what's the lady? Julie Newmar's Catwoman.
Incorrect.
Did I get her name right?
Julie Newmar, yes. Well, there was three Catwomen.
Right, Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt, and I believe Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather.
But I think one of them, I think it was Lee Merriweather, was in the movie.
Right.
But I don't really remember.
They're
right.
All really fine-looking ladies.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which leaves Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero as?
The Joker.
The Joker, yes. And he was.
Yeah, I should have said the Joker.
I was surprised.
Why wouldn't a guy say the Joker when you're talking about Batman?
But you know why? Because it's about the Batman TV show. The Joker really, it was always popular.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think he was as popular during the era of the Batman TV show. Do you think?
No, you're
like,
right.
I think like the Riddler or maybe even the Penguin were bigger characters in the books.
Wow. So they.
But I could be wrong.
So they counted the number of
they did
appearances.
Number of appearances. Yeah. And so Cesar Romero as the Joker. Now you mentioned Burgess Meredith. Just jogged my memory. Did you ever watch Twilight Zone?
Yes, I did.
Did you ever see that episode of the Twilight Zone with Burgess Meredith?
Yes, I did.
The one with where he's
where he runs out to the newsstand?
Where he runs out to the newsstand.
Yeah, I did.
He wants to be... was it that one? Or the one I'm thinking of is the one...
Oh, I'm thinking of the one where he runs out to the newsstand.
Yeah, and what happens?
Well, nothing, but it was just their episode. But in behind him, on the newsstand...
Yeah.
Because you can tell that clip was filmed in the summer or late spring or summer, like June
yeah.
of 1962.
Okay.
Because... hanging on that newsstand, guy's newsstand thing, was Journey into Mystery 83.
Oh,
and
look at
An
you.
Amazing Fantasy 50.
No kidding, eh?
Both of them dated August 62, right? Now, you got to remember, back then, those books, I think, hit like 2 months before the date.
Right,
so they're
right.
selling in June or July, or I forget exactly what it is, with an August date.
Right, because it was designed, like, when you saw the date, that's when they were supposed to take them off the stand.
Right, or something, yeah. So I thought that's the one you meant.
No, but that's a great segue though. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. So wait, so what else would have come out at that time? So it was August 62, you said, right?
Well, the two big Marvels were Jim 83 and AF 15. Now, Hulk came out in May of 62.
Okay.
You know what else I think was August 62? I believe was the first Ant-Man in costume.
I was going to say. I think,
Tales 35. Yeah, Tales to Astonish 35.
I thought that was in that era, but...
Because FF1 was November of 61.
Yeah.
And Hank Pym was January 62.
Yeah.
And then the Hulk was May 62. So Hulk number... 3 may have been out by then.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Oh, all right. No, actually, I was thinking of the one where he was an old curmudgeon and he just wanted to be left alone with all his books.
Well,
did you ever see that one?
No.
I don't want to spoil it, but...
Okay. You think I'm going to go home and watch it?
So here's this whole... It's Twilight Zone, right?
Okay,
so it's got to have that twist ending.
Yeah.
So here's this old curmudgeon and all he wants to do is be left alone with his books so he can read, right?
Right.
And so then all of a sudden, I can't remember what happened, but there's some sort of... apocalypse or something like that, and he ends up being the only one left around.
Uh-huh.
And so he gets all excited, he goes to the library, and he gets all excited because finally he can be alone with his books.
Yeah.
But he has glasses, and all of a sudden his glasses fall off and break.
There's no optometrist.
There's no no one to make him a new pair. So
oh my God.
Anyways,
that would make me mad.
All right, so that was that was the Joker, yes.
The Joker, yeah. Okay.
Now, of course, there's also...
Did I get that right? No.
No. Well, on your third try.
Okay.
So, which is good.
Is
you know?
It like three strikes and you're out? And
sure,
like, so
sure.
I had two strikes.
You had two strikes. So
I can live with that.
You got a base hit.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, what else we got?
Okay. What character was Elvis's favorite? Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley was into comics?
Didn't you? Wait, you didn't know this?
I did not know that.
Now, this is interesting because...
Elvis Presley that you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Elvis, you know, the king of rock and roll.
Right.
He was into comics.
Wow.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I knew this before I did my research, but
right.
I thought you would have known this.
Mm.
So, what character was Elvis's favorite?
What character was Elvis's favorite? So Elvis, this is how I'm going to deduce this. This is where I use my Sherlock Hemlock type of deduction.
Yep.
So Elvis was like making music in the mid 50s.
Yes.
So Elvis was in the army in 58 or whatever the heck it was. He was coming back in the early 60s with Anne Margrock and all that stuff.
Yep.
So I don't think Elvis participated as much in the new Marvel revolution. So I'm going to say it's a DC character.
You are correct.
See, because DC would have been the cat's meow in the late 50s, early 60s in terms of superheroes.
Right.
Really, they were the only place.
Right. Now.
Ah.
Well, you know, no, I'm not going to... Okay.
See, that was my kind of deduction.
Okay.
So him being a guy... Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that he didn't believe that girls could be superheroes.
Not for that time, I would say.
So it's going to be a boy superhero, so it won't be Wonder Woman.
You are correct.
So I'm making deductions because he was like, you know, a chauvinistic male of that time.
Right.
Right? Even though he didn't think he was chauvinistic. Anyway, I don't know why I said that. So it would have to be like a... Elvis maybe was kind of full of himself in a positive way. Okay. Confident man, yeah. Right? I don't think he was... If he was troubled, he would like Batman.
Okay.
If he was a dreamer, he would like Green Lantern.
Right. Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
If
okay.
he was, I don't know. I don't think it's Superman because Superman was like an immigrant fighting crime. I don't think he saw himself as that's necessary, right?
Yep.
Because he was a good old Southern boy.
Right.
I'm going to say Green Lantern.
No, but I liked your deducing, though. Still right. But no, the answer is no.
Oh.
I think you're off by a couple decades as to when he was reading them.
Oh, okay.
But maybe not decades, but maybe like, well, maybe. Could have been. So, do you want to know the answer?
Sure, I guess.
So, I mean, you guess.
I don't know. Now I'm all, my balloon is deflated.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the answer was Captain Marvel Jr.
Oh, from before.
From before.
Oh.
And if you look at a picture of Captain Marvel Jr., do you remember what he looks like?
Elvis Presley?
That's how he modeled his hair off of him, off of Captain Marvel Jr.
Okay, yeah, you see. Ah.
No, don't get all deflated just because you
but
got
you
one
see,
wrong.
What I should have done, and this is where I see my error,
yeah,
is that I was going off a 20-year-old Elvis. But the comics hit him when he was a 10-year-old.
Right.
You see?
So you were too late. Because you were basing it of him coming back from the war.
As an adult.
Yeah, he wasn't reading comics then.
He already was entrenched.
He was already a rock and roll star.
Oh, man. He had no time for comics. Yeah. He had too many girls chasing him.
Absolutely.
Right. Screaming.
Screaming.
Yeah. Screaming.
Up to his armpits and girls.
Get out of my room!
That's right.
<They're> screaming. But I'm Elvis Presley.
but I'm Elvis Presley. Yeah, so that was kind
of... okay, so, yeah, I made a mistake.
That's all right. Okay.
Ooh. Did I get that right?
No,
not
even a little. That was a swing and a miss.
A strike. Struck him out.
1, 2, 3 strikes are out. All right. Okay. What character was originally created as a cross-promotion...
Cross-dressing.
What character was originally created as a cross-promotion with Casablanca Records?
Casablanca Records. Remember that 12 Days of Christmas when we were kids? CKOC, the Hamilton radio station, the AM radio station, they'd always play the 12 Days of Christmas with...
Bob and Doug McKenzie?
No. It was the one where the guys voiced in all... It was like made in the 70s.
Oh!
So it would be the guys voicing the famous people doing... So it would be Richard Burton, 5 Diamond Rings.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And Walter Cronkite, 4 Super Newsmen.
Right,
and
right.
Bogey would be... 3 Casablancas.
Right.
And John Wayne with 2 G.I. Joes. And then Foster Brooks was trying to get out the whole song. And it was a big bird, right?
Right.
That one. So, what was the question again?
I feel like I'm dealing with Foster Brooks.
This steam whistle. I don't know if Foster Brooks personally, but something tells me that he would approve.
Foster Brooks approved.
Would approve.
You know what? If we ever made an alcohol,
uh-huh.
We should call it like the Foster Brooks approved alcohol. Foster
like
Brooks
it.
Special.
Let's I
get,
like it.
Get the okay from the estate
right.
or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so what character, and I didn't say what company it was cross promoted
uh-huh.
with, what character was originally created as a cross promotion with Casablanca Records?
Okay.
You know this?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a clue.
Okay.
That's why I went on that segue and I forgot the question.
I want you to deduce it like you did last time.
Okay, so Casablanca Records.
Casablanca Records.
The only thing I'm going to ask you is when was Casablanca Records making records?
I don't know if they ever did, but let's say they did.
Uh-huh.
We're going to say...
What era are we talking about?
Like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay, so that time. So what was the question again?
What character was created as a cross-promotion...
Cross-promotion.
With Casablanca Records.
Casablanca Records.
Now do you need a hint?
So Casablanca Records had a band...
Mm-hmm.
Signed, And
or did they?
I don't know.
Do you want to know the company that they cross promoted with? Would that help?
And right now, anything. Right now, anything would help.
Okay, so Casablanca Records.
Don't tell me yet. Just give me another tantalizing clue.
Promoted with, we don't want the name of the company.
Yeah.
With Marvel Comics.
With Marvel Comics in the early 80s, late 70s.
Yeah, or even mid 70s. I can't remember the exact date.
They created something.
They created a character.
Created a character.
So this is a character solely created
for
the purpose of promotion.
Right. I know this one now.
Oh.
That's going to be Dazzler.
You are correct.
Ah, darn.
Dazzler.
Darn.
Dazzler.
Now, the story with Dazzler, though, is the boys, hold on, as my old, my pal Mo would go, Marvel missed the boat.
Boat going through, yeah.
Uh-huh. So Marvel missed the boat. Dazzler was created for this promotional thing or whatever. When disco was big.
Right.
So around 78. But they never got off their tushes.
Until
81 or whenever it was. And then it was kind of, the character was already, come. Disco had come and gone.
Yeah.
And we had entered into a new wave.
New wave.
The pop Flock music. Of Seagulls and all that stuff.
Did
you ever listen to the Flock?
Unfortunately,
Seagulls?
Yeah.
Yeah. See now.
And I ran
so far away. No, that's sweet.
That sounds like
Black Sabbath.
That's greatest opening to ever any song ever.
I know. No, man. Yeah, second next to I Am Iron Man.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Right.
Now, were you listening to when you were a kid? Because you would have been a kid. So you would have been because you would have been around 10 years old and around
11.
So you would have been affected by Thriller, Michael Jackson's Thriller, Big Time.
Yeah.
But you weren't. You were still too young to be into like Depeche Mode.
I was just on the cusp because I would have been like just starting to, because when you're around 10, that's when you start to get interested in music. At least that's what I did, anyways. Mm-hmm. Anything before that, like, so I wouldn't have known much about like. Like the late 70s stuff. Because I would have been too young for that.
Right. But Donna Summer.
Yeah, or the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
ABBA.
Yeah,
I would have been too young for that.
Right.
But like the early 80s, early 80s, I was right into that stuff.
Yeah, I remember when in my high school, if you liked disco, you got beat up. So it was always an incentive not to like disco.
Absolutely. It's probably a good reason.
But I did like disco.
Did you?
Oh, I loved disco.
Did you get beat up?
Yeah, a couple times. I don't know if it had anything to do with me liking disco, to tell you the truth.
Give me my comic book back.
Give me my comic book back. What do you mean? Anyway, so did I get that one right?
You did. Well, it
practically gave it to me.
Well, it was you know what? I'm going to say
my goal is
it was a foul ball.
Okay, my goal is to get one without any help.
Okay. Well, right. You will. I think I have some questions on you. Right. You will.
So can you make the, like, if I really suck, can you make the last one like an easy one?
I will, for sure. Okay. So I think the thing about Dazzler, though, so Dazzler's first appearance was what? X-Men 130?
130? Yeah.
I thought it was 132. Okay.
130.
Is that that's never really been a big book, has
no,
it?
No. I think that that's a great book right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try to buy one.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think it's a great book right now to buy at a 9.8.
Yeah. Get a good copy.
You probably, $300 you might have to pay for that now?
Yeah. I think so.
I think it's a deal.
Get two. I'll take one too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, get two. All right. Here's one I did not know, but I was doing a little bit of research today.
Okay.
Now, some of these questions I already knew the answer to, but
right.
some of them I didn't.
Right.
So
if you. Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Anyway, you need to come up with your own stump me.
You got to. Why don't you pour me some more steam whistle first?
Okay, listen. Now, you're familiar with the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes, I am.
So that's probably the one movie I saw more than anything else, any other movie in the theater.
That's right.
In Raiders of the Lost Ark, now there's the famous giant boulder scene.
Yes, there is.
At the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I like that scene. It was fun.
Now, did you know that scene was actually taken from a comic book?
I did not know that.
From a comic. I don't know if it's comic book. I think it might have been comic strip.
Right.
But it's taken from a comic.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that either.
I didn't know that. So you're asking me which comic strip?
That's what, yeah. That so, came from. Yeah.
Okay, now here's my deduction.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Do you want to know the year?
Go ahead, yeah. Tell me.
Because I don't think you'll ever guess it without.
Is that right? Well, tell me the year then.
Well, you can try to guess it.
Forget it now. You've hurt my feelings.
Well, la-ti-da. 1954.
1954. So 1954.
Yep.
Some sort of comic strip or whatever.
Yep.
Came out and it had that scene. Mm-hmm. So
the scene that was the same idea where an idol was going to a cavern.
Uh-huh.
An idol was taken off of a tomb thing.
Yeah.
And it set off a trap where a giant boulder was going down and chasing these people down a hill.
So my thing immediately goes to, okay, well, immediately I'm thinking like Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because obviously he's not Superman. But then I'm thinking, you know, something like Black Hawk. But why would it be Black Hawk? Because it's like war. And then I'm thinking maybe something Archie. Like a little Archie adventure. As I'm doing this, so just people listening, as I'm doing this, I'm reading Chris's face.
Yeah, you're in a better...
I'm reading Chris's face.
Yeah.
And you're not... You're doing a good poker job right here. But,
good poker job.
You are. So I'm nowhere near. Am I?
It's a tough one. I got to tell you right now, it's a tough one. I don't think you're gonna get it.
Okay, I'll come out and ask you.
Okay,
is it in the superhero Janeer?
No.
Janeer. My buddy says Janeer, so yeah. I gotta say Janeer.
No, it's not in the superhero Janeer.
It's not in the superhero Janeer.
No, it's actually in a Janeer that you and I talked about on a couple shows ago.
Oh, the romance Janeer.
Well, no. No.
Oh, okay. Did we talk about anything else?
Well, we talked about...
sci-fi Janeer.
We talked about different Janeers and how some of them aren't doing as well as others.
Right. Oh, it's a Western.
Is it?
Oh. Yes, it is.
Or...
It was...
Or...
A horror.
Or...
Or a science fiction.
Or...
Or a funny animal.
Hey! Hey!
I am good at this game.
You're
Chris.
Great.
I like this.
Yeah.
We should do like one with like charades.
We should.
Where you hit your elbow and stuff. So it's funny. Of course, it's a funny animal, Janeer, and it's a Carl Barks story.
It is a Carl Barks story.
Of course. Now, once you get me there, I'm good.
Oh,
it's Donald Duck.
It's well, you're Huey, close.
Huey and Dewey.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
And the comic
of
story.
Of course, it's Scrooge McDuck because it's after treasure.
Right.
Oh, see how it all comes together.
It all comes together.
Oh.
And it was called the title of the story was The Seven Cities of Cibola.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Try to say that fast.
Right.
After
right.
a couple of steam whistles.
Can't do it.
Uh-huh.
Can't do it. Okay.
So I gotta ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did I get that one right?
You did, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's call that one a good.
I am good at this.
Okay, now, have you ever owned any Scrooge McDuck comics?
I
like
have.
You yourself, not
no.
the store.
No.
I don't think I've ever owned a Scrooge McDuck.
Why would I?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe you're...
You know what I haven't done? This is what I haven't done.
What haven't you done?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what I haven't done. You go through the comic journey your whole life.
Yeah.
And then you read and you hear and you are privy to the folklore. The myths.
Yep.
The stories and the pedigrees and all that kind of stuff. And you read about how special, how once in a lifetime-ish, the delivery of entertainment through sequential art, how special Carl Barks was.
Right. Right.
Did I ever read a Carl Barks story?
I know. No.
Why?
I don't know. Because we're dumb.
Did you ever read a Carl
no,
Barks story?
No, I haven't read one
and
either.
And yet, you know, the Library of Alexandria and the Library of Congress, you know, everybody says, oh my God, you know, this is the height of creativity
yep.
in terms of pacing
yep,
and storytelling
yep.
and drawing
yep.
and the combination of, you know, I've never read one.
I've never. I know. You know what? You know what we're gonna do this summer?
Feel shame?
Well, I do that now.
Right, okay.
We're gonna read a Carl Barks story.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Maybe we'll even read one on the air.
Live. We'll stream it.
Yeah.
On Tickety Talk.
I wish I had the last 2 minutes back. All right, listen. Okay, next question. Okay, what?
Did we finish that one?
That's done. That's okay. Done. We're done.
Did I get that one
right
again?
Yeah, sure.
I got that one right. Yeah. Okay. I'm keeping tabs.
Yeah, you should. Okay. What is the most expensive reprinted comic of all time?
Whoa, I like that.
Most expensive reprinted comic of all time. That's most valuable now.
Right. Wow, that's a good question. I know that.
Do you know?
Yeah, of course I do.
What's that?
Superman number one. Well, it's kind of a reprint of the action, isn't it?
No. Well, okay. An actual reprint, though. Not like
part of it is reprint and part of it is...
No, an actual, like...
Reprint comic.
An actual reprint comic.
Okay. Not a second printing, Chris. Not the same comic printed by the publisher for the second time.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh, so like a second print.
Like a second printing. Yes.
Okay. So I didn't understand
semantics, sure.
Is that a thing?
So you know how they have fourth, fifth, sixth printings of comics? So the most expensive reprinted comic.
Wow. Most expensive reprinted comic. Most expensive reprinted comic. Tick, doop. I don't know. Hold on. You're gonna have to guide me. Is it what era? Roughly what era? What year? Decade?
Dude, I think it's
80s.
I think it's early 80s.
So is it the second print of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one?
It is correct. I couldn't remember if that came out in 79 or 80. It was that late. Yeah, okay, so.
Ah, that is the most expensive.
Yeah, $3,500 for a second printing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, once you put it in the era, I got it. But
yeah, that was good. That was actually pretty good. You know, I'm going to give that one to you.
Hey,
you got that. You got that. Yep, no, that's good.
That you know what that calls for? A little steam whistle.
A little steam whistle. All right, good for you. A little celebration.
Hey! Speaking of that scene where that ball comes down. I don't know why I just remembered this. There was that one guy that was helping him, but he really was after out for himself.
Yep.
And then he had those tarantulas run across his
chest. Yes, yes, yes.
I think he sued Lucasfilm or whoever it was.
Did he really?
Or Spielberg or whatever it was afterwards for trauma.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you just stand there and these spiders will crawl over you. And the guy probably goes, oh, okay. You
know, okay, and then he
needed a paycheck.
Yeah.
And I guess he was afraid of spiders or something because... I read later that he said that was kind of, you know, they didn't tell him or... I looked really scared on that film, so I better... I think he sued them.
So here's a little bit of comic book trivia for you there. The guy that played that character, he later on played Otto Octavius in the Maguire Spider-Man movie.
He did?
He played Doc Ock. He did.
He did?
Yeah. Medina, something like that. I think
Funky Cold Medina?
Yeah, that's the guy. Oh. Yeah, he played Doc Ock.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for him. Glad to see he was still working.
He was. He still got lots of work.
Okay.
Okay. What comic holds the record for most variant covers?
Most variant covers.
Most variant covers.
I'm going to say...
Yeah.
I think.
Now, there's actually... I have two parts to this, because one of them is sort of a... Okay, I'll give you that, but the other one's the true...
Yeah. So my first one, which I know is wrong...
Yep.
Probably held the title at that time, was probably Amazing Spider-Man 583.
That,
Because it had like six or seven Obama printings.
Right, right, right. That was mentioned, but yes, that is not correct.
So then it would have to be Detective Number 1000.
That's close. That had about 87 printings.
Okay. So there's another one. Is it Action 1000?
Nope.
Is it Marvel 1000?
No.
Is it Cherry Pop-Tart 1000?
I wish there was 1,000 issues of that.
Right. I don't know then.
All right, so the answer is...
It's something modern.
It's something modern. Of They're course. Both well, one's very modern. One's more modern than... Well, one's more modern than the other.
Yeah.
Do you want to know the answer?
Is there something you can give me a small little hint? No.
Not really.
Okay, give me the answer.
Spider-Man 666 had 145...
The store one. That's the store one. The storefronts. Oh, you doofus.
145 variants, but that included 141 comic store variants.
That's right. Yeah. Storefront variants, where they kind of, hey, this is like the template, and you put your store name or...
Yeah, or yeah, or your picture or whatever it was. Yes.
Okay.
So, 145.
Ah.
Now... Now
that's got to count, though.
Oh, absolutely!
Imagine the poor slob that has to collect completest.
It's completest. It has to get 100 all of them.
Oh my god!
Now the other one that's similar but different is Walking Dead number 1. Actually, has 253 variants, but that includes reprints and reissues and all kinds of things. So
really.
Yeah.
Walking Dead number 1? 253?
It also has lots of store variants and that kind of thing. I remember it was a free comic book day version of it. Like,
right. It's been, but a 200, so the store variants is probably where it added up.
Yeah, it also had like, I think it had 148 store variants.
Jeez.
More than Spider-Man.
What do you think of that? What do you think? Do you think, do you think there's value to...
You know...
Like, you know what I mean.
My stock answer right away is no.
Right.
But my other answer is it depends, because I've specifically bought some store variants that I liked because I like the artist. Right.
Right. Right.
So I think store variants are a very, very tricky thing I wouldn't buy them to invest in.
Right.
I only buy them because I like the particular art. So like I'll buy ones by like if Adam Hughes does a store variant,
right.
But I mean when we say store, it's not necessarily brick and mortar. It's online stores too,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So,
but like I'm sure like something like, you know, Midtown variant or even the old Snail variant, they probably are the least expensive because they would add like 10,000, 20,000, you know,
exactly.
Whereas, you know, something I think that would be worth money would be something in, you know, middle of Kentucky, like Big Jugs comic, where it's got, you know, just a picture of a cleavage, right? And that's the guy's store.
Yeah.
That's what the guy...
Big Jugs Comics.
Big Jugs Comic.
He's going to be a real disappointment when
he's
go there.
He's a Jughead fit.
Right.
He's a Jughead, is more like it. But something like that, where, okay, that's so dumb, I have to have it. Right,
right. Right. I mean, and maybe there's like, maybe he made like 500.
Right, because the minimum.
I think the minimum is usually like 500 or something.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, like I said, you pretty well, as a completist, have to say, okay, I'm not doing that.
Well, come on, like, to buy, you know, to fill up like a long, you know, a short box of just one issue of one comic with 157 or 100, whatever it is.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
It's all the same comic, just different covers.
It'd be pretty cool.
Well, it would be, but I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to spend the money on it.
Fair enough. All right. Did I get that one right?
No. Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Sure. We'll say yes. Yeah. You're doing good. You're doing real good.
I am.
Okay, last question.
Last question.
Also based on variants.
Remember Carson when Ed McMahon would give him the... And he'd be bombing all night with the Karnak.
Yeah, I used to love that.
And then and Ed McMahon would go, I hold in my hand the last envelope.
That's right.
And then everybody would cheer because
it's over.
And then Karnak would give an insult to the audience like, may your dog in heat hump your leg in July.
Or something. Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm pretty sure the listeners are
happy that this is gonna be over.
Cheering is my point.
All right. So what was the first comic book, speaking of variant covers, what was the first comic book marketed with a variant cover?
Jesus Christ, Chris, what are you doing?
I thought you would know this.
It's going to end it easily.
Well, it is easy. It's relatively modern. Copper Age, maybe.
You variant should know. Cover.
You should know this. I want you to think about it. Okay, okay, let's do some.
You better think
about what you're trying to do to this show.
So, it's a variant cover. Oh, is it Amazing Spider-Man?
No.
Is it the Spider-Man Spider-Man?
No, it was before that.
Oh, okay. X-Men number one with the five covers?
Before that.
Jesus Christ. I think I just went 1 year back. I think I went a year ahead, actually.
I want you to go to a different company.
Oh, right on. DC.
Mm.
Was it DC Comics Presents? No. Was it New Teen Titans?
No.
Was it Batman 500?
No.
Was it Detective 500?
No.
You're
just spitballing here. Come on, think about it. Okay, in like the 80s, what event took place in the DC history?
The superhero secret wars.
Okay, that was Marvel, but
I knew that.
But similar idea.
The secret thing. Hold on, don't tell me. What's it called? The secret.
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret. The crisis.
Crisis. Right.
Damn.
So remember, crisis restarted everything back then.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So they're coming out with number one.
You could restart this show.
That's okay. People are just gonna hit, delete.
Delete. Okay. Yeah. Crisis number one.
So it's a number one.
Crisis number one?
No, but it came out...
I thought you said it was
Crisis. No, you're not listening! It came out after Crisis.
Oh, it came out after Crisis.
It was all number ones.
It's all number ones.
So what book came out...
Right, so 87.
Right.
When Flash came out with the number one.
Right.
And Superman, the yellow number one.
Right.
And
what else?
Wonder Woman number one.
And there was a new title?
Beano.
Yeah, that's it. The Marvel, the UK comic
Beano
was now.
How the hell am I supposed to know in 87 what came out?
Superman Man of Steel came out with two covers by John Byrne.
That's right, the 1-6.
Right.
That 1-6 miniseries, Man of Steel.
Right.
It had two covers.
It did.
See?
You're right. Well, you're good. Good job. Good job.
Thank you. Hey. I'm going to take you on a tangent.
Okay.
Believe it or not, I have the very first, probably not marketed, but the very first variant cover.
What's the very first variant cover?
So the very first comic was that Procter & Gamble, I think it was a giveaway, 1933, Funnies on Parade or...
Famous Funnies.
Famous
or,
Funnies.
Yep.
I think it's Funnies.
I think it's Funnies on Parade. Yeah. I think you're right.
There's a Carnival Comics, A Century of Comics, and Funnies on Parade.
Yeah.
So it's Funnies on Parade.
Yeah.
Okay? So those are the first three comics.
Right.
Funnies on Parade was the first comic. It was 1933.
Okay.
And then they had a bunch that they never gave away because through the giveaways.
Right.
And they were laying around in some office in New York.
Right.
And a toy store in New York City said, hey, I could use those.
Okay.
And made another cover.
Oh.
And they added the cover onto the top. And I think it's called Wanamakers or
okay.
Wanamakers toy thing. It's got Santa Claus.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And so that basically is the same book, but with a variant cover.
Different cover, yeah.
And
yeah.
I actually own that.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh.
Oh.
Can I buy it from you?
Sure.
Oh, nice.
We'll negotiate after another swig of...
Of steam whistle. You should probably have more of that.
Fine premium Pilsner. Do we know, going off on a tangent, because I don't know. I mean, I've been drinking beer my whole life.
How many different kinds of beer there are?
No.
Oh.
probably not as many as those covers. But I don't know the exact definition of a pilsner and a lager and an ale.
I don't know either. Yeah, I don't know.
These are important.
Well, you know what?
Important things we should
know. I think somebody who's listening to the show should, instead of talking about comics, let us know about the differences between these
pilsner,
lager,
and
ale.
Lager and an ale.
Yes.
Right? Because...
And is it all beer? Is that the idea?
It's all beer.
Kind of like it's all wine, like, you know, all different kinds of wine.
Yeah, like a Shiraz is a wine. And
Cabernet.
Cabernet is
all just wine.
Yeah. Cognac is
a wine.
So
they're not all ales.
Cognac is not wine. Just
no, yeah,
just
no.
Checking to see if you're paying attention.
I really
would.
Can you blame me?
Yeah, no, not at all. Okay. But, yeah, so you have another question?
No, you were, wait, what?
You said that you were going to end on an easy question.
Oh,
and you never ended on.
Sorry, you were
the
gonna
hardest
say,
question.
You were going to say.
The hardest question you ended on.
That was not the hardest question.
It was the hardest question.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. Okay,
Humming.
Okay, hold on. I got it. What is the favorite food of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Why are you tapping on that pizza box?
I'm just tapping on a pizza box. I'm not doing anything in particular. What is the favorite food for the...
Pizza!
Hey!
Man, I'm good at this.
Good call there. Good call.
All right, Chris. Hey, I should ask you a question.
Oh, sure. Okay, go ahead.
When you were a kid growing up, what did you guys in your school say Adidas stood for?
Oh, I didn't. I don't know.
Chris is wearing a Adidas
sweatshirt. Yes.
The German... shoe and,
is it
and
German?
Sporting cloth maker, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Adidas.
I don't know. What does it stand
for? Well,
for
us, it was all day I dream about sex.
Oh, really?
As kids.
I had no idea.
Of course you didn't.
I didn't, honestly. That's no, first. First.
Yeah, you missed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm not as worldly as you.
All right, Chris.
You know what? I think that's the end. I think we should just call it.
I think we should call it. Let's do this. Minimize the damage. We'll see everybody next week.
And please, go to Comic Book Daily and leave your comments. Let us know what you think of the show. And if you like it, give us a shout. And have yourself a great day.